With the release of 28,000 pages of emails from the time of Scott Walker's 2010 campaign for governor come questions about how Walker is communicating now with his state and political teams. The governor says he has two phones, one state-owned and one he owns.
If I get someone who sends me something and if in any way it involves state business, I forward it to the state account. And then from that point forward, use my state account to make sure that it's distinguished between the two. The reason I have a personal one, though, is if somebody sends me something political, I don't want it on a government device. So you can see it's a difficult. You can't win either way. That's why I have two separate ones, so that one's clearly for state business, one's clearly for personal business.
State Democratic Party spokeswoman Melissa Baldoff says Walker using two phones now raises questions about what he did when he was Milwaukee County Executive and running for governor.
Well, I think what we saw in the documents that came out was that that's not how they were doing business when he was in Milwaukee County, and we don't know if that's how he was doing business in the state up until now. But, you know, it seems like an admission that he knew that the way things were being handled in Milwaukee County, that it was wrong. And I think that just underscores the need for Scott Walker to answer questions.
Baldoff says the public also deserves to know whether the governor's staff now uses private email accounts to conduct politically sensitive state business. Walker spokesman Tom Evenson won't say. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.